It's day 115 of hashtag 365. Hi!
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
And it's not just one man facing the ultimate battle, it's all of us. If you're listening to this right now, if you're in your own personal journey, it's you as well. So big up yourself. And big up my mum as well. I saw her yesterday, she told me that she's the lightest she's been in 19 years. Actually made me want to cry. I think that's absolutely amazing. And if it's working for you, I'm not saying 365 is the absolute cause of her being lighter she's been in 19 years. But if it's helped in any way, then my work is done. Although my work isn't done, obviously, because I've got 2/3 of a year left of my own journey to get to the weight that I want to get to. Anyway, so today I've called this episode the RAS. The reticular activating system. And here is just a little piece of science, really, that's just worth knowing about. I've touched on it before in the past, but I wanted to go into a little bit more detail today because it's such an important thing to know. There's a little collection of nerves at the top of your spine, base of your neck, top of your spine, called the RAS, the reticular activating system. This little bundle of nerves, what it essentially does is filter out unnecessary information so that your, you know, nervous system's got the bandwidth for the important stuff to get through. That's kind of what it's about. And then it's sort of an example of how this manifests and how you may have experienced it, or you will have experienced it. Have you ever had that thing where you hear a new word for the first time and then suddenly you just start hearing that word all over the place? You just hear it all the time. Like, I only heard that word for the first time the other day. Now it's everywhere. Do you know that feeling? That's the RAS in action, hunting for things that it would usually filter out. It's not that you haven't heard that word before, it's just that it's never had any importance to you. So this little nerve cell thing has been filtering it out. It's why your name is so engaging. You can be in a packed room, you hear your name, Alex, wow, what? Your brain's on, it switches on. It's impossible not to be engaged when someone says your name. People in advertising know that as well. Watch as personal advertising comes out and they start using your name more and more. There's been a backlash though because it freaks people out. Because it's so primal. So in the simplest possible terms, the RAS learns what your focus is and then filters out any incoming information that isn't important to what you're focusing on, allowing you to concentrate on what matters. And if you've been listening to this podcast since the start, you can probably see where I'm going with this. It all comes back to the importance of focused goals. And there's so many people that express the importance of focused goals in lots of different ways. The Secret talks about it being like this mystical way of tapping into the universe. And if you focus on something and you know what you want to achieve, the universe bends to your will. And, oh my God, it's so spiritual. I feel so enlightened. And, you know, depending on your view of spirituality, you may or may not think that that's a load of BS. I'm about science. And I think this explanation really makes sense to me. There's a thing at the bottom of your brain where your brainstem meets your spine that filters out information to help you perform in your life. You know, it'll come down to a primal thing, won't it? If you're overstimulated by all the incoming information all the time, how could you ever do anything? It'd be complete chaos. Be like, oh, get everything away from me. Do you know what I mean? It'd be all horrible. Your brain has to filter things out. That's what the RAS does. So if you've got a focused goal, what do you think is going to happen? The RAS is going to filter stuff out that doesn't comply with that focus goal, that doesn't help you achieve that focus goal. It's going to spot things, like just as it spots your name, it's going to spot things that help you get to that focus goal. I've experienced this myself so many times over the years, so many times where I've had a really clear focus goal and you just start noticing opportunities that perhaps other people aren't noticing. It's such an important thing. So you need to get this stuff into the RAS. Now, some people think you can't train it. Some people think you can. I believe that you can. And the reason I believe that you can is because I've done it before. And for me, it's very simple. To download stuff into the RAS, you need to A, make a focused goal. B, you need to vividly visualize it, to think about it all the time. And C, you have to be habitual with your expression of that goal. You have to keep going back to it. That's where the mantras thing comes in that we talked about yesterday. You have to have all these different ways of expressing that goal, getting it into your brain, getting it into your subconscious, driving it into your subconscious. Because once it's there, that's when the RAS will start picking up on it. And like I say, this isn't like some sort of airy-fairy spiritual seminar. This is just science. This is accepted by scientists. And I've used it in my own life so many times. And hopefully that's kind of a nice, simple explanation of it. If you didn't get it, please go back to the start and listen to it again. But to surmise, there's a section of your spine where your spine meets your brain called the reticular activating system. Its goal, its primary function, is to filter out the crap so that you can focus on things and get things done, so that you're not bombarded by every piece of sensory information that's coming in at any given moment. And you can communicate with your RAS. You can get it to look for certain things. You can get it to filter out certain things through habits, through downloading those goals, those focused goals to your subconscious. Once you've done that, oh my God, your life just becomes this wonderful, smooth sailing thing. My mum said it yesterday. She said to me, Alex, I feel like my mindset has just changed. I feel like I'm just there. I'm just on this path now. That's exactly how I feel. Now, I feel like if something knocks me off the path a little bit, I just come straight back onto it. Woo! Bang! Straight back onto the path. Woo! Bang! Straight back onto the path. Previously, in years gone by, when I wasn't on, hadn't committed to a year-long journey, something would stray me from the path, and that'd be it. I'd be screwed. I'd be wandering around eating burgers at 2 o'clock in the morning. This time round, something strays me from the path, I just come straight back to it because I'm locked into this habitual voyage, and it's just amazing. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling a little bit. Check out the RAS. Search for it more online. Do some of your own reading as well. But you've got the basic principles now, so use it, and I'll see you tomorrow.